Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As an Adult, the podcast where I review movies from our childhood from an adult perspective. And this week I will be reviewing 2000's Holiday Heart. Hey guys, welcome to the show. Before I get into the movie I'm going to be reviewing today, Holiday Heart, we got to talk about some things. We had a very, 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 very big news week this week. But before I get into the news of the things, because I really don't have a things I saw this week. I guess you can say this news is some stuff I saw this week, but like it's really big. And I got some thoughts about it. But before I get into that, I gotta send out a rest in peace to Natalie Dassel Reed. It's only right, you know, since I reviewed her movie, BAPS. She was in BAPS. She played Niecy in BAPS, if you don't know. I reviewed that movie a year ago, I want to say. Yeah, it's like a year ago I reviewed that movie. So it's only right that I send her rest in peace, condolences to her family. You know, that one came out of nowhere. Shocking. 53 years old, she died from colon cancer. Like, dude, colon cancer is just taking everybody, man. Like, cancer is just taking everybody. Like, cancer's been the biggest killer this week. Cancer's been the biggest killer than COVID this week. I mean, this year. Like, COVID, not, I mean, when it comes to celebrities, but I do have a celebrity COVID death also to talk about, but when it comes to celebrities, cancer has been the biggest killer. You know, we lost Natalie Dassel Reed to it. Chadwick Boseman died because of cancer. Eddie Van Halen died from cancer. You know, there's a couple of other people I could probably name right now that don't come off the top of my head right now, but cancer's been the biggest killer to celebrities this year. But yeah, other than that, rest in peace to her. And like I said, we had a COVID death, a celebrity COVID death this week, I believe, from what I read. Tommy Tiny Lister, who played Debo in the Friday movies, he passed away at the age of 60. I think he was 62 years old. We're still real young, man. Both these people died young. 53, 62, like, it's too young to die, man. Like, that's very young. And, but yeah, he died. Looks like he died from complications of COVID-19. You know, like I said, you know him as Debo from Friday. Wrestling fans know him as Zeus, the living wrecking machine. You know him from WWF. And the movie No Holds Barred with Hulk Hogan, you know, that's how I first ran into Tiny Lister. He was also Z Gangster in WCW. WCW, he was Z Gangster, you know. So he did those two wrestling gimmicks from professional wrestling and actor. Rest in peace to both of them, man. Just gone too fucking soon, man. Gone too goddamn soon. But yeah, let's move on. Let's talk about this big elephant in the room that fucking Disney, man. Disney over here with Marvel just like putting their goddamn dick on the table. Just like you're like, you wanna see the biggest dick in the world? And like they're like, bam, hit a dick. Because last week, I don't know if I talked about this last week. I should have talked about this last week, but I didn't. But like HBO Max announced that they were gonna put all the Warner Brothers movies that come out on HBO Max. They got a lot of backlash from that. There's what's his name? God damn it, Dark Knight dude. Fuck, I can't think of names right now. Christopher Nolan. You got Christopher Nolan over here. He's like pissed because he's a cinema man, you know, like a theater, you know, like he's that he put up like a big ass fucking bitch fit because of Tenet, No, you will not put Tenet on streaming. You will put it in theaters. And it will make significantly less than it would if it was streaming. You know what I mean? Because that movie did okay, but it didn't do great. Okay, like, it wasn't like the... It wasn't as big as it could have been, you know? But, hey, man, That's Nolan. I think Patty Jenkins kind of butthurt about Wonder Woman 84 going to streaming too, but she's kind of dealing with it. You know, she's just kind of fucking dealing with it. But you know, she a little butthurt about this shit too, but I'm like, dude, I'm like, this is how I feel about streaming. This is exactly how I feel about streaming and making movies and whatever, you know, like, as long as I'm making money, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I'm like, I give a fuck about my art. I do. I give a fuck about my art, but I just care about if people see my art and I'm making money off of it. You know, I'm gonna put my all. I'm gonna put 100% into anything that I fucking do, but I don't care where you see it. I don't care if you see it on YouTube. I don't care if you see that shit on Daily Motion, you know, like, I don't care if you see that shit on fucking Pornhub, I don't know, you know, but as long as it's legal, and as long as I'm getting paid for it, as long as I got a check for it, I don't care where you fucking see it. I really don't. All this big uproar about, oh, I want my movie in the theater, you need to experience this, I'm like, take your head out of your ass, okay? Take your head out of your fucking ass, okay? Because people are gonna see a fucking movie regardless. Because most of the time, like, you get paid before you even fucking do the movie anyway. You're like, as long as I got my check, I'm gonna put my 100% into this goddamn project and put it out there wherever it is. You're like, you wanna see it on fucking Netflix? You wanna watch it on Hulu? Or whatever, HBO Max, whatever. I don't care. I really don't care where you see my goddamn project. It's like as long as I get paid and somebody saw it and somebody thought it was great. You know, that's all I care about. But yeah, there's people like, this is like, man, I don't want to see these movies on HBO Max. You know, like, nah, I want to see the movie. I'm gonna watch Wonder Woman 84 on HBO Max. I'm gonna do it. I'm finally gonna do it. This is the thing that made me want to get HBO Max. This is the thing that made me want to get. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna fork up the money and get HBO Max. I'm gonna do it. And also, Soul's coming out on that same day, so I gotta do Disney Plus again too, cause I let Disney Plus go for a little bit. I was like, there's too many fucking streaming services, but hey, man, I can always cancel and get them back. Who knows? But you know. But yeah, man. But Marvel, let's get to Marvel, man. Just dropping that fucking big dick energy up in this motherfucker. So Kevin Feige had a goddamn conference. What do they call it? Wasn't really a conference call. It was like a conference video. It was like a whole presentation. You know, like a fucking, I guess they call it a conference presentation about everything that's happening with Marvel. It was like a 22. It was a 22-minute video. I know there's stuff happened with Pixar and Star Wars, but I don't really care about that shit. I'm like, I'm a Marvel dude, you know? Like, I like Pixar, I like Star Wars, but I don't love it as much as I love fucking Marvel, okay? Like, I've been a Marvel dude since I was a little kid, so, like, I've always been fucking Marvel. But yeah, what was I saying? Kevin Feige put out this 22-minute video about everything that's coming in the near future. I think he talked about phase 4 and phase 5, pretty much. I think it's phase 4, right? This is phase 4? I think he talked about phase 4 and phase 5 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And it was like, God, I'm like, they're doing a lot. They are doing the most. We finally got a trailer for Captain America. I'm not Captain America. Pretty much Captain America, but Black Captain America. We got a trailer for Falcon and the Winter Soldier is what I meant to say. For that, it looks damn good. Looks really fucking good. Like they spent some money on this because it's a 6-part. I think it's like kind of like a 6-part miniseries. Looks like from what I see from the trailers, like it's going to be mostly Sam as Falcon for the most part, and then towards the end, he's probably going to take on the mantle of Captain America. Looks like it, you know, like that's what I get from the trailer. You know, like he's not going to be Captain America yet. But towards the end, he's going to be Captain America. And they're probably just going to, and then most likely they're just going to move that into the movies. You know, so we got Black Captain. We're going to get Black Captain America. I'm so fucking excited for that. And it's a dude from my hometown, Anthony Mackie. Anthony Mackie is a New Orleans boy. You know, he's a New Orleans boy. Very, very, very proud of him. Very excited to see him as Cap. Well, they showed another WandaVision trailer. I know enough about WandaVision. There's been so many WandaVision trailers. You know, I don't need to see another WandaVision trailer as long as I live. Good thing it's coming out next month. So we'll have that. They showed a trailer for Loki. I didn't even know they were shooting Loki, but they showed a trailer for Loki. That looks okay. I'll check it out. What else did they show? I think they showed a trailer for something else too, and I can't remember what it was. What If? They showed a trailer for What If. I'm excited about What If. That was one of my favorite things to read as a kid. What If? I want to see what the take that they. I want to see what they do with What If. He announced like a whole bunch of other things too. He announced She-Hulk. He announced Moon Knight. Announced Hawkeye, Haley Steinfeld is playing Kate Bishop. That's pretty fucking cool. What else did they announced so much. Of course, they announced that they're going through a Blade. They announced the Eternals. They announced Shang-Chi. Like those are things that are like coming soon. No Spider-Man though. Did not announce Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3 is coming too. I think that's next year, but like they didn't announce that. They didn't announce Spider-Man 3. They announced Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. There were some other things they announced. They're gonna do a Rhodey show. A War Machine's getting a show called Armor Wars. So Rhodey is getting his own show, and they're also gonna do Ironheart. They're gonna do Ironheart. With Riri, they already cast Riri Williams. It was like, we don't know when Ironheart's coming out. We don't know when it's coming out, but they already cast Riri Williams. They announced Captain Marvel 2. I guess Ms. Marvel, because like they're doing a Ms. Marvel show, and Ms. Marvel's gonna lead into Captain Marvel 2. So like we got that because Ms. Marvel is going to be in Captain Marvel 2, and also Monica Rambeau Photon is going to be in Captain Marvel 2. So that she's gonna be played by Tiana Paris. So proud of Tiana Paris because like that was a girl that like she's been on the rise and on the cusp for so long, you know. Like I was like, finally she's getting steady work, you know. Finally. I was like, this girl's a good actress. She's a great actress. Everything she's in, she's the thing. Everything she's in, she's the thing that stands out about everything. So finally, it's good to finally see her get her just due and play a superhero. So can't wait to see that. I'm actually excited for Captain Marvel 2 now. A lot of other things they announced. The biggest thing they announced. One of the biggest things they announced. Fantastic Four is coming. They're doing Fantastic Four. And they already got a director for it. It's going to be John Watts. The guy that directed the Spider-Man movies for the MCU. So like they got that coming. The other thing that kind of irked me. This is the thing that kind of irked me. They're doing Black Panther 2. But they're doing Black Panther 2 without T'Challa, which kind of pisses me off. I, I, you, watch my listen to my tribute to Chadwick Boseman. It's I forgot which episode that's on, but just looking, if you can read, you know, if you can read the goddamn description of the episode, you'll know when where it is, you know, like it's, read, goddamn it, fucking read. You know, like if you can't read, like how are you alive? But anyway, if you can't fucking read, but anyway, I'm not really happy about the fact that they're not recasting T'Challa. You know, I can go into a whole fucking rant about why they need to recast T'Challa, but I already went into that rant like episodes ago. Like I say, find that episode, read. If you just see Chadwick Boseman in the description, you'll know. Like I say, which episode I put that in escapes me right now. It might have been the Beyond the Mat episode. Look at the Beyond the Mat episode. I think that's where the Chadwick Boseman tribute is, and I talk about the importance of T'Challa to little black boys. So you can listen to that if you want to hear my rant about recasting T'Challa. I'm not gonna go into a whole another big ass rant about what I said like months ago, you know. You know, but like I said, it pisses me off. I don't know if like this is just Kevin Feige pandering. Like, because Kevin Feige can be a little pandery. He's been seeing all these people say, oh, no, don't recast T'Challa, do Shuri. And we don't even know if we're going to get Shuri now after what Letitia Wright said on Twitter. But, you know, she said some wild shit on Twitter. And they might be rethinking her. But seriously, I just had an epiphany in my head about Ryan Coogler, because Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan is homies, right? They homeboys. And I seriously think that Ryan Coogler is going to try to make Michael B. Jordan Black Panther, because like they look out for each other. They scratch each other's backs. Like they are tight, close. And because like, if this is how I felt, because I think I talked about this like a couple months ago to myself, but you know, I was talking to my wife, we were watching Civil War, we were watching Captain America Civil War, and I was talking about, dude, I was like, if they didn't already cast Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan would be Black Panther right now, because Ryan Coogler is behind Black Panther right now, and he loves to put Michael B. Jordan in everything. You know, like, he just loves to put Michael B. Jordan in everything. It's like Scorsese and De Niro. You know, they're Scorsese. They're the black Scorsese and De Niro. Whatever movie Scorsese's doing, De Niro is not too far behind. Like, that's his dude. Now DiCaprio, for some reason. Now it's DiCaprio for Scorsese. Like, Scorsese puts out a movie, DiCaprio is not too far behind. He's gonna be in it. But, yeah. I feel like this is like a ploy for Ryan Coogler to make his homeboy Black Panther. Like those two dudes be looking out for each other. But and you know what? I'm not for that shit. Like if Michael B. Jordan's Black Panther, I'm not watching it. I'm not fucking watching that. If Shuri's Black Panther, I'm not fucking watching that shit. Like that will be the first Marvel movie that I skip in theaters. I'm just gonna say that. That'll be the first Marvel movie that I skip in theaters. I'll probably come back around to it, maybe, on like Disney Plus or some shit. But I'm not paying, if like they release this in the theater, I'm not paying money to see this. You know? I'm not going to the theater to see this. They kind of piss on the legacy of Black Panther. They kind of piss on the legacy of T'Challa. They kind of low-key piss on the legacy of Chadwick Boseman by doing this, because how many superheroes? I don't want to go into another fucking rant, because I think I already said this in my other rant, because I talked about how many Batman have there been, how many Supermen have there been, you know, how many Spider-Men have there been, you know, how many, like, some people were saying James Bonds. I'm like, how many James Bonds have there been? Two of the James Bonds are dead now, you know, like, so they just keep making Bond movies with different Bonds, you know. And like, how come when we get to the black superhero, it's only got to be one? You know, it's, God, I just feel like it's, like, just, I hate to say it, I don't want to say it, I just don't want to fucking say it, I don't want no trouble, but, you know, I don't want no fucking trouble, I don't want nobody on my ass, you know, like, oh, he said this shit, you know, blah, 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 you know, I don't want that shit, but, you know what, you know, like, it's like, I just feel like it's some type of, like, crab in the barrel shit, you know, like, we always, like, black people are always tripping each other up, you know, I'm just gonna say it, like, black people are always tripping each other up, you know, it's just, it's like, whenever we get something great, we always gotta fuck it up, you know, we always gotta fuck it up. It's like, we had Black Panther, and then people, like, you're like, oh my god, you know, these are people that don't even fucking read the comic book, mostly. Why are we listening to people that don't read the Black Panther comic? Tell me this. Cause I guarantee you it's people that don't read the Black Panther comic, and they're like, well, sure, it was Black Panther in the comic, and, like, you probably heard that. You didn't read the shit. Like, I read the Shuri run of Black Panther, and I didn't really care for it. It wasn't my favorite fucking thing. I actually stopped reading Black Panther the whole time Shuri was Black Panther. I read, like, about, like, two, three issues of Shuri as Black Panther. I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling this. And I stopped reading Black Panther until, like, they canceled the book. They canceled the book, like, in, like, 2009 or 2010 or something. And then now they're doing, like, the run with Ta-Nehisi Coates now. Which is okay. It's decent. You know, like, it's not my favorite thing. Ta-Nehisi Coates is Black Panther. It's not my favorite thing. I got a couple of issues, you know, on my bookcase. But it's not my favorite thing. But it's not bad. I did like Reggie Hudlin's run. Like, Reggie Hudlin's run was fire until he did the Shuri shit, you know? So, you know, like, I liked Reggie Hudlin's run of Black Panther. Of course, I love Christopher Priest. Christopher Priest was fire. But if you are going to replace T'Challa, this is a good thing. Speaking of Christopher Priest, if you are going to replace T'Challa, what you should do, because there is another Black Panther other than Shuri. There was a American Black Panther named Casper Cole. He was a cop. He was an NYPD detective, I believe. And he took on the mantle of Black Panther somehow. I think, like, I'm trying to remember how it happened. It's been so long ago. It's like in the late 90s when this happened. It was like 98, 99 when this shit happened. And, like, they created a new character named Casper Cole, and he was Black Panther for a little bit until I think, like, T'Challa went to, like, go run Wakanda, like, went back to, like, run Wakanda, because he was in New York for a little bit. He was, like, running around, I think he was, like, running around Hell's Kitchen or some shit with Daredevil. He was running around Hell's Kitchen with Daredevil for some reason, and fighting crime in Hell's Kitchen. And they had this new character named, they had this other character named Casper Cole, and he assumed the mantle of Black Panther for a little bit. That wasn't my favorite thing either, but it's something you could try. You know, you could try Casper Cole. You could cast somebody as Casper Cole, and he could be Black Panther. At least it's, you know, at least it's, like, kind of canon. You know, like, I don't want to see Killmonger as Black Panther at all. But anyway, that's it. I don't want to spend my whole time on this shit. I got a movie to review, you know, and I got other stuff to do today. But actually, I don't. It's Sunday, but you know, but yeah, man, I don't want to spend my whole time on talking about this shit. So yeah, that's it, man. Marvel dropped that big dick energy. It just, like, splooged all over everybody. You know, hate to be graphic like that, but that's what happened. I'll be back with the review of Holiday Heart after these messages. Stay tuned. Today's episode is brought to you by Fanatics. Fanatics is the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. If you enjoy our show and are looking to buy a new jersey, sweatshirt, or hat, you can support us by going to podgo.co/fanatics and get 25% off your next order. That's podgo.co/fanatics. Fanatics, officially licensed everything. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Holiday Heart 2000. Let's get into this movie. I like to talk about how I saw the movie for the first time. I first saw this movie actually in my 10th grade English class. That's how I saw this movie. My English teacher, whose name escapes me, I can't remember a lot of my teachers. You gotta have done something wild for me to fucking remember you, really. Especially like my high school teachers. I can't remember all of them. I kind of remember most of my elementary school teachers. I kind of remember a couple of my middle school, junior high teachers. Because my high school, it was like, you had 8 classes, you know? You had like 8 classes, but they chopped them up into 4. You had like a first semester and a second semester in each. Cause so like you would have 4 classes, and then you get done with that, get done with those 4 classes. Those are like your like winter, like fall, winter classes. And then you would go into like your kind of like winter, spring classes, you know? So like, There's a lot of teachers in high school that fell by the wayside, you know, that I just don't fucking remember, and this is one of them. She showed us Holiday Heart, which now that I look at Holiday Heart, I'm like, why the fuck did she show us this shit, you know? But anyway, I'll get into my feelings about this movie as we go along. The film is directed by Robert Townsend. The comedian and actor, Robert Townsend. And this is when he like started like directing a lot of like made for TV movies. Because before this, his last like big screen feature was Baps in 1997. Like since then, like he hasn't made any like big screen features. Because like there was a point to where like he was like popping them out, man. He did like Meteor Man, did 5 Heartbeats, like Hollywood Shuffle. There was another one he did too. God dang it, I can't remember the name of it. I can't remember. I think those are like the 3: Hollywood Shuffle, 5 Heartbeats, 5 Heartbeats, and Meteor Man. Those are 3 I can remember. I think that's it. And then he did Baps, and I guess like people were like, yeah, we don't need no more of this shit. So now he just does made for TV movies. But you know, man, as long as that man working in the goddamn industry, he ain't fucking like pumping gas at like a Circle K or some shit. You know, as long as he ain't doing that shit, like, and he's still making it, he's still getting that check. I go back to what I was saying, like, as long as you getting that check and you doing what you love, you know, I could give a fuck how I do it. You know, I could just give a shit how I do it, as long as I'm doing what I love, you know. And I still got my fucking dignity while I'm doing it. You know, like, this man making TV movies, but he... God damn it if he don't got his dignity and getting that fucking paper while doing it. God damn it. Salute to you, Robert Townsend. But, let's go back. This film was based off a play written by Cheryl L. West. And she also wrote... she also wrote the screenplay for the movie, also. Another shocking thing that just piqued my interest. I was like, huh? This movie has Robert De Niro as one of the executive producers. Robert De Niro. I saw that name pop up. I was like, Robert De Niro? Bobby D is for the culture, you know? Bobby D really for that culture. He out here funding low budget black movies. You know, like, salute you, Robert. Look at you, Robert De Niro. Look at you. You can have sex with all the black women you want. You know? Go on, Robert. Have a nice time. You know. But like, yeah, dude. Robert De Niro is one of the executive producers. That was fucking awesome to see. But anyway, let's get into this goddamn movie. Ving Rhames stars as the lead, Holiday Heart, and the cast is rounded out by Alfred Woodard, Michael T. Williamson, and newcomer Jessica Reynolds. And to give this movie context, I'm gonna have to go into the plot. There might be a lot of people that have never seen this movie. It was a low budget Showtime film. A lot of people probably didn't see it. A lot of people don't talk about this movie. You know, like it's not like a lot of other movies I talk about. This is very, very different. It's the first TV movie I've talked about too. I haven't done any TV movies yet, so I gotta go into the plot of this movie. Holiday Heart is a drag queen who comes to the aid of a drug addicted single mother and her teenage daughter. That's pretty much it. That's the plot. Let's get into the movie. Let's get into the meat of this movie. This movie has very, very bad tonal issues. You know, like the tonal issues is off the chart. This movie doesn't know what it wants to be. I was like, is it a family movie? Is it a light comedy? Because at one point, this movie turns into like 3 Men and a Baby. This movie turns into goddamn My Two Dads. This shit turns into like a fucking sitcom at one point. Like towards the middle of the movie, this movie turns into a goddamn sitcom. With two of the characters and a teenage girl. It turns into that, and then like it's like a heavy drama at one point. And then, like, it's a Christmas movie at one point. I picked this as a Christmas movie. And I'm like, shit, is this a Christmas movie? You know, like, I don't know. Like, this movie is all over the place. It doesn't know what it wants to be. Let's talk about Ving Rhames. Ving Rhames as Holiday Heart. He is committed to this character. That's all I gotta say, like, about Ving Rhames and Holiday Heart. Like, he's committed. He's committed to this character. He goes all out for this character. He wears the makeup. He wears the wigs. He wears everything. He gets femmed out, you know, like, all I gotta say, I admire Ving Rhames' commitment to this character. He put his all into Holiday Heart. And something I noticed by watching this movie, like, people are probably gonna hate me for this, I don't know, but but I'm gonna say it. I'm like, Ving Rhames looks like Patti LaBelle as a woman. I'm gonna say it. You can't tell me that when you look at Ving Rhames as Holiday Heart, you don't see Patti LaBelle. This is what I want you to do. I got an assignment. Pull up a picture of Ving Rhames as Holiday Heart and pull up a picture of Patti LaBelle. Put them side by side and tell me they don't look alike. Tell me they don't look alike. I got no disrespect for Patti LaBelle. She makes pastries. They're wonderful. She has a wonderful voice. She can sing her fucking ass off. But, you know, like, you know, she seems like a sweet lady. But, you know, Ving Rhames looked like her in this goddamn movie. When he's doing the drag queen. Pull up the drag queen shit. That's what I mean. Like, pull up the drag queen stuff that he does as Holiday Heart. And tell me that doesn't look like Patti LaBelle. Moving on. Alfre Woodard. Alfre Woodard is batshit crazy as Wanda, the drug addicted mom, like to the point to where it is hilarious. You know, she made crack addiction funny. I shouldn't laugh at a crackhead. Like, I really shouldn't. I shouldn't feel sorry for one. I was like, dude, she's fucking, she got nominated for a Golden Globe for this shit. I just found out. I was like, she got nominated for a goddamn Golden Globe for this movie. I was like, why? I was like, this is not even her best role. This is not her best role. You just see crack addicted black woman and you're like, Golden Globe. Like, no. No. It's like, she made crack addiction funny and kind of hot. I'm not gonna lie. I don't like Alfre Woodard. It's kind of hot as a crackhead, you know. She's a hot crackhead, and like, you know, she got that, she got that bedhead, like her hair's all over the place. She got like her like mascaras running, and she got her fucking lipstick smeared all over her fucking face and shit. You know, like, it's kind of sexy. You know, like, I don't know, like Alfre Woodard is a hot crackhead. I might let her suck my dick for some crack. I don't know. I might. You know? I don't know, man. She might be like, come on, baby. I just need a hit, baby. Come on. I do anything you want. I suck your dick. And it'll be like, well,
don't tell anybody about this, you know, or tell everybody. I don't care. You know, you're a hot crackhead. You know, but moving on again, Michael T. Williamson is Silas. Michael T. Williamson plays Silas, Wanda's drug dealing boyfriend with a heart of gold. He's a drug dealer that cares. And all I got to say about Michael T. Williamson, man, Michael T. Williamson is the most underrated actor of all time, man. Everything this dude is in, he's good in. Even this, he's good in this, and his character doesn't make any fucking sense. But he pulls it the fuck off. This dude is, I'm like, get this dude all the work. Can we give Michael T. Williamson all the goddamn work? I talked about him in Forrest Gump. I talked about that in Forrest Gump too when I did my Forrest Gump review. I was like, dude, like, this dude is spectacular. He's a spectacular actor, and we don't see him very often. You know, like, I was like, I want Marvel to give this man a check. Somebody put him in the MCU. I want somebody to put Michael T. Williamson in the MCU. Give him all the work. Like, give him all the work. You know how Anjanou Ellis, when she was young, she didn't get all the work. Now she's older, she gets all the work. And like, she was in Bill Street Could Talk. She was in Lovecraft Country, you know, like she played the mom in Lovecraft Country. You know, like, she's in a lot of stuff now. She's in a lot of stuff now. I'm like, I want a career resurgence for Michael T. Williamson like that, man. Put Michael T. Williamson in all the things. He need all the things and all the things and all the awards. You know, this man's never even been nominated. I don't think this man's never even been nominated for an Oscar or Golden Globe. And that's a fucking shame. You know, I don't know if it's him. I don't know if he has a bad attitude. You know, like, he might have a bad attitude. I don't know him as a person, but he's a stellar fucking actor. And I just want to see him in more shit, man. Like, I know he's like in his like early 60s now, but dude can still go with the best of him, man. He was in Fences. He was phenomenal in Fences. He's a character in Fences that nobody fucking talks about. He's phenomenal in that movie. And he's good in this too. He's really good in this. Like, I will never stop praising Michael T. Williamson for acting. Underrated. Give him all the fucking work. But that's all I got to say. Jessica Reynolds is very green as the daughter Nikki. She plays the daughter Nikki. You know, she's not much to write home about. You know, like, the rest of the cast, like, covers for her immensely. Like, they cover for her, you know, like they really look out for her. Let's just say that. They really look out for her. Cause like, she's not the best actress. I'm sorry. She is not the best fucking actress. Her acting is stilted. And I'm like, man, she's a fucking kid, but I know I shouldn't be fucking ragging on a kid like this, but I've seen better kid actors. You know, like, I've seen better kid fucking actors. I'm sorry. Past and present. Like, I guess that's why I think this is the only thing she ever fucking did. I think, you know, I haven't seen her in anything else. This seems like the only thing she's ever done. So that's that. But overall, this movie, I really think this movie, like, really takes a serious topic like drug addiction and makes light of it. And then it tries to cram too many other stories into it to the point to where you get confused, because like, you got Holiday Heart talking about his dead boyfriend. You got You got like his, you got his friend talking about getting with the farmer guy. You got Michael T. Williamson coming in out of nowhere. He's a drug dealer. Like, he hates Holiday Heart. He's kind of homophobic against Holiday Heart. He even puts a gun to Holiday Heart's fucking face. Like, he puts a gun in Holiday Heart's face, telling him to stay the fuck away from the family or some shit like that. He's like, I'm the daddy now. It's gonna be me. He's like, it's gonna be me, Wanda, and Nikki, and not you, or some shit like that. He said, but you know, but like the shit don't make no sense, because like he put a gun. Just this shit fucked me up when I was a kid too. Like, he put a gun in Holiday Heart's face, and there's one point where Wanda goes away for crack, you know, like she just abandons the family for crack, and it's up to Holiday Heart and Silas to take care of Nikki, and they're like, it's like, that's when it turns into like fucking My Two Dads. It's like My Two Dads, the drug dealer and the drag queen, you know. That's a hell of a story to tell as an adult, too. I was raised by a drug dealer and a drag queen after my mom left for crack. You know, so hell of a story to tell. That's a hell of a biography. But anyway, yeah, like I said, too many stories to tell in this movie, to the point the way you get confused. You know, it's a fun movie to watch, but for all the wrong reasons. And for that, I give it a 2 out of 5. Join me next week when I talk about a favorite of mine, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Talk to you guys later. Peace.